In a closet in my family home is a box of slides. And next to the box of slides is a projector. And when my family would go on vacation, my father would take all kinds of pictures and have them developed into slides. And then over time, we would have slideshows at home. Slideshows to remember vacations, slideshows to remember family events, weddings and reunions. Anybody got a box of slides at home? Now the time has changed where you have video tributes. And usually we see these video tributes at funerals as a way to remember the faithful departed. Pictures and music blended together to help us remember the life and times of our loved ones who have died. Last week we had two funerals, one for a 94-year-old gentleman, another one for a 91-year-old lady. They lived good, long lives of faith and love. And they had video tributes that reminded us of the love and laughter of their families. Lots of memories, lots of love. And we prayed. We prayed for their souls. We prayed they be at peace. We prayed that they may be in heaven. These two people were believers in Jesus Christ. They embraced his message and his mission. They embraced his passion and death, and certainly his resurrection. They listened to his words. They took them to heart. They lived them in love. They were believers, and they lived and guided their families in faith and in prayer. Today, our Catholic faith calls us to remember all our faithful departed. Remember the people I asked you to think about a minute ago? We come to pray for their souls. We certainly come to remember their smiles and their styles. We come to remember their spirits. Today we reflect in our mind's eye how their lives were filled with love and they touched our lives. We remember their hearts of love. We remember in our hearts how they loved us. An eternal video tribute. Now think for a minute. Wouldn't it be something if that loved one we had called to mind could come back from heaven and tell us what it's like? Who would like to know that? Sure, wouldn't it be nice if we could all just know what heaven would be like? To tell us what we would have to do to get into heaven? What would it do for us? Would it motivate us? Would we pray more? Would we serve more? Would we sacrifice more? If we knew what we had to do to get to heaven? Reality is, our loved ones won't come back to tell us. What we do have are the words of Scripture, and we have the memories of their faithful example of love. We have the Scriptures to motivate us, to inspire us, and to guide us. So listen again to the words of Scripture. In Book of Wisdom, the souls of the just are in the hand of God, and no torment shall touch them. They seemed in the view of the foolish to be dead, and their passing away was thought an affliction, and their going forth from us utter destruction. But they are in peace. They are in peace. Isn't that our prayer for our loved ones that we want to remember today? They are in peace. These are the words we must remember and take to heart. They are in peace. And again in Wisdom we are told, those who trust in him shall understand truth, and the faithful shall abide with him in love, because grace and mercy are with his holy ones, and his care is with his elect. Our faith tells us that our loved ones are being cared for in the eternal peace of heaven. And so we pray that we can remember their example of care and compassion. We pray and trust that God's loving mercy is caring for them in. Listen to St. Paul to the Romans. God proves his love for us, and that we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Let us remember Jesus died and rose to open the gates of heaven, to lead us home to eternal life. Who wants eternal life? Just checking. Every hand should go up. We all want to go to heaven. We all want to be with our loved ones who have gone before us. And finally, in the gospel, Jesus reminds us, for this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life. And I shall raise them on the last day. And there is what's most important, that we believe in him, we believe in the promise of eternal life won for us by Jesus' passion, death, and resurrection. We come to be strengthened to live as believers. We come to receive the body and blood of Jesus because we want to follow him, because we want the peace of eternal life. So today we pray. Today we remember our loved ones who have died. We give thanks for their example of faith and love. Today we remind ourselves to live as believers, believers in Jesus Christ, who came to lead us and to guide us to the peace of life eternal. Amen.